Hey sports fans, BMOC here. Start your day by playing Sportle, a sports-themed word-guessing game from our friends at Big Swing Games.
You've got six chances to solve the puzzle. It's either a sports term, a sports personality, or a team name.
Head to sportle.pro to play. There's a new puzzle every day, and it's completely free.
But if you like it, be sure to click that share button and send it to all your sports fan friends.
Seriously, please do that. We need a win so bad.
So bad. Like, really bad. So head to sportle.pro. That's Sportle, sportle.pro, to play Sportle.
Good times. All right, we are speeding. We're going to cue the coach in 3, 2, 1.
We are knee-deep in the NBA playoffs, so obviously this episode is all about the NFL. The draft is tomorrow, and we do our best imitation of someone that knows stuff, plus the sometimes weird and wacky around the horn.
Hey, everybody, what day is it?
It's not Monday.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Sports Wednesday.
Worldwide.
That was raucous,
and I love that dramatic pause right before.
I thought he was frozen. I was about to say.
Hey, I was waiting for the can. You guys were too slow.
I know, and I was like, wait, I know what he's looking for. Nailed it.
That's all right. We nailed it. All right. Welcome to Sports Wednesday, everyone. Sports talk for the medium fan. That means we get the big stories right. For example, there's an NFL draft, and we get the details wrong. For example, everything we're going to say tonight about the NFL draft. My name is Pete Brown. I'm your host, the big man on campus, or BMOC. Joining me, as always, is basketball legend Matt Longley. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good. I'm locked in. Just been spending weeks getting ready for this NFL draft episode. Just been spending nights and days combing data sheets. It's going to be great.
Locked away in his office, just poring over the data. And with those sick guitar licks that set this show apart, they're live for us, live on tape for you all. It's the maestro, Brian Hake. How are you, maestro?
I'm all right. Volleyball season's winding down. This is the last week. I'm doing double duty, dad duty, work duty.
Working dad duty.
Working dad duty.
It's got to be a little bit bittersweet, though. This is your youngest son and last high school sporting event you're going to be attending.
It is. I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm also trying to figure out if I'm going to miss it or not. I probably will miss it. But
totally right.
I love that. That's such an honest answer. I'm trying to figure out if I'm even going to miss it.
I will miss it, but it's right now it's
not. Just not yet.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
I gotcha. And Coach, how are things with the old ball club there?
Well, we took it on the chin again tonight. Tonight we played, we played grown men, and they they kicked the shit out of
those
us.
Those rare middle school teams with mustaches.
Yes. And my 3'5" seventh graders, they did their best. We lost 17-0, but you know, we got 5 innings in.
We don't call him the coach for nothing. That's what's important. All right.
Good times.
Well, let's not dwell on that at all. We're just gonna move right past it like it never even happened. What are you fellas thinking?
Hey, BMOC.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, I was thinking, Maestro, you said last week I was chill and contemplative, and I'm trying to be upbeat and still contemplative, but less chill this week.
I like it.
We'll take it.
What are you guys drinking tonight? Coach, let's start with you.
I'm drinking the Banquet. I got a nice Coors Original right there.
You look like Kevin Costner.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Maestro, what do you got going?
I got the Rheingeist Pretty Bird. Check out this can. It's very, very schnazzy.
It is schnazzy.
It's a pale ale. It's got a nice flavor. I'm going to enjoy it.
Rheingeist. They do right by their cans, Rheingeist. That's for sure.
They do.
Absolutely.
What are you drinking?
BMOC with the classic PBR, but it's in a bottle.
That's beautiful.
It's in a bottle.
Well, you're really mixing things
that
up.
That would be like a, I would like a PBR in a bottle.
In the bottle, please.
Like a pretty,
bottle. A
pretty
bottle
rare.
Of PBR.
Yeah,
really.
Bottle, a bottle of PBR. Excellent.
A bottle.
Well, folks, if you want to follow this show on social media, and you should, because you've got the three of us just nonstop posting stuff on social media, just throwing it out there. Take after take after take. It's going to just blow your mind. You're going to be like, how did I ever live without following these guys?
Did I freeze?
We're at Sports Wednesday on all the major platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok for the time being. And then over on X, we're at Sport Wednesday.
Until they ban it?
Yeah. It's Sport Wednesday, no S, over on X. And
are we on Wednesday? Truth Social?
We are not on Truth.
Why aren't we?
We could probably
should
get
I
it.
Get us a, should I get Wednesday. Us an account on Truth Social?
It's fine, Coach, if you'd like to do it.
You know those MAGA boys love us.
Oh, man.
We just lost 25,000 of our 175,000 live stream.
Just dropped down to 153,000. This is an all-time low. And if you'd like to get some Sports Wednesday merch, it looks nice. There's a duvet cover that you can get. It's still on sale for about $69.99. Head to sportswednesday.com, click on merch. That'll take you right to our Redbubble store. And just a reminder, Sports Wednesday brought to you by our big friends from Good Swing Games.
Did you say Good Swing?
That's right. Our good friends from Big Swing Games.
There we go.
There we go. Sportle, the only daily sports-themed word guessing game that doesn't suck. Sportle.pro.
.pro, everybody.
.pro, everybody. Sportle's been tough lately.
There's some tough ones in there. When you're trying to find new words, it gets a little thin.
But it warmed my heart to see climbing up the leaderboard, courtesy of the maestro. May he rest in peace, Banjo the Intern.
God,
it was great to see him. That name. I've been trying to do it every day just to see if we could get Banjo on the top 10.
You got him up there. God, what an honor. What a tribute.
Banjo lives on. So, all right, fellas, let's do this. Let's go right to the main event.
The main event.
It's a PBR, but it's in a bottle.
Like a bottle.
It's a bottle of PBR.
The original course.
All right. This is a Coach Show Sheet tonight. We're going to try and keep it tight, but let's talk about the NFL draft coming up here on Thursday. It's very rare for us to put a show out on Wednesday about something that's happening on Thursday.
So I know.
We're well timed for once in the 250-some episodes that we've made of this show. What do you want us to talk about NFL draft there, Coach?
I mean, there's everything's been done to death, but I thought we would just focus in on a few things, and then any random thoughts that you guys have about the draft for so many years that we've been watching it. But like, I don't really feel like this draft has a lot of straight up home run hitters. So you can answer both or pick one. Who do you think from this draft is someone that we'll be talking about in 10 years? Like talking about in a positive way, not that they killed somebody or did anything bad, but we're talking
about them as though they're
a transcendental, or what's the word I'm looking for? Transcendent player, or they are probably a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
And the other question would be, who do you think is just going to be a bust? Also, not because they killed someone, just a bust.
Oh man!
So you guys, whoever wants to jump in there, pick either one.
Those questions, those questions sound innocuous, but they're really dangerous because, like, 5 years from now, we'll be like,
"I know that."
Remember when BMOC said Drake May's going to be a bust?
Yeah, trust me. All you have to do is go through those 200 and how many episodes have we done, and you can find a shit ton of me saying stupid stuff. So I'm offering you guys a chance to join me in that.
Ah, ooh, Maestro, who do you think they're going to be talking about?
I think you're going to be talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm-hmm. I think he is, A, he's a legitimate talent, and B, he's a good dude.
Talented.
Like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, jokers that come out, and he's just, I don't know, he just seems like a good guy, hard worker, so that's who I'm pulling for. Granted, he's Ohio State guy, so I'm a homer, but I think he's the standout. That's all I'm going to say for now because I don't want to steal anybody else's thing.
I gotcha. A lot of people have him going to the Cardinals with the fourth pick. You like that placement there, Coach? You're looking disappointed.
No, I hate it, but I don't.
He's going to have a Larry Fitzgerald type career.
He could, absolutely. But I just don't like the quarterback situation there. But
I gotcha.
He'd go fourth?
He would go fourth is what they're predicting.
Yeah, right? Because...
So tell me who are the top three then.
So they're looking at Chicago's going to take Caleb Williams for sure.
Yeah, because they got rid of Fields.
Yeah. Yep. At two, it's the Commanders, is that right?
Yeah, and I heard it's Drake May.
Jaden Daniels is what I'm hearing.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah,
and then the Patriots at three taking Drake May.
Yeah.
Are those all quarterbacks?
All quarterbacks, yeah.
Drake May, North Carolina, Jaden Daniels, LSU.
And for whatever reason, not that I've ever seen him play or anything, I just think Drake May's probably the bust of that group.
I do too.
I don't know anything about these guys.
He reminds me of Tim Couch.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm.
He is electric. He's the one where I would say is your wild card. He could be he's one of those guys that really had one really, really, really good year. One really good year. Yeah. And the NFL is littered with the carcasses of these quarterbacks that get thrown to the side that have had one really good year.
So you said Jaden Daniels is going to go to the Commanders? And Drake May is going to New England?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the draft experts are saying.
The prognosticators
are saying. The prognosticators are picking there. So
Mac Jones is they're cutting bait on him.
Yeah, they're ending that book.
The writing's on the wall for Mac Jones.
Yeah. They didn't trade him, did they?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. No. But Zach Wilson was just traded to the Broncos by the Jets for a seventh rounder.
Nice.
Wow.
What do you think? Is Caleb Williams legit? I feel like he's got a Kyler Murray vibe, but I don't know.
I think so, too. I think he's a little bit bigger, but most people are a little bit bigger than Kyler Murray. Which gives him a little bit more, but I mean, he's mobile, but he's very accurate. You know what they were saying about this? They were saying this about the same player, which was Baker Mayfield, who wasn't real tall, but I mean, he's found his way, but I don't know. I think the Bears made a huge mistake. I would have just kept Fields and drafted Marvin Harrison.
I want Fields on the Steelers, so I'm excited about that.
Right, you win on that one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, here's my wild card quarterback, and it's Michael Penix.
Yes.
I just feel like he's got a chip on his shoulder because he's way down on the QB list, but I think he's probably got the most grit. Now, he is a lefty, and I know that's probably doesn't fit into all the NFL, systems, but... I'm telling you, man, if he lands somewhere,
he's got a cannon for an arm, though.
If he lands somewhere and gets an opportunity, I'm telling you, he could be a surprise.
He's going to be a good deal too. He's a late first rounder or even a second rounder right now, being projected.
Yeah, he might slip to the second round.
Speaking of bus, JJ McCarthy.
There you go.
Oh yeah,
just want to throw it out there.
I was waiting for someone else to say it. I didn't want to be the first, but he smells like a bust. Like, I don't get it. I would take Michael Penix 10 times out of 10 over J.J. McCarthy just based on, on talent alone. I don't see it. I guess people think since he won a championship, that's good.
And Bo Nix is up there pretty high, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's above Penix, so somebody will pick him up. He's pretty solid.
And he's got some years on him, too, so he's not a young guy. He's been all over the place.
He's 47 years old, yeah.
Yes, 47 years old.
So I've got here's another guy, I'm going to be a homer about this just because, but I love this guy, and it's Cade Stover. And I know he's probably not the top. He's not the top tight end coming out. I know that guy at Alabama is pretty strong too, but I'm telling you, man, if a team picks him up, he's another guy that I think could just be
he's a special sleeper pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won't be
He'll be like third round or late second round. But I'm telling you, if he ends up somewhere, it's same thing with Penix. Like, he just has grit that I think will get him a starting slot sometime.
I think he's – what do you see him? Did you look it up? I don't know if he's a first or a second day guy.
Yeah, I don't see him in the first round projections.
I think he's like a 75. I don't know. Is that second round?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting you brought up the tight end because one of my thoughts about someone we'll be talking about in 10 years was Brock Bowers.
I have that listed right here.
Georgia.
He's a Travis Kelce type player.
That's what I don't think he'll be like Hall of Fame when you threw that out there. I'm like, no. But he could have certainly a rookie season like Sam LaPorte did from Detroit.
Yes.
But it looks like he would go to the Jets at number 10 right now. And if that happens,
he's a top tenner.
I take it all back if he ends up in New York Jets.
Yeah, he's screwed if he goes to the Jets.
Yeah, he's literally, he and Cade Stover are pretty much the same size. He might have
a little. Brock Bowers is just a little bit more, I think Cade's a little bit bigger, a little bit more beefy.
Yeah.
Brock is, I think, a little bit leaner. I don't know. It's, they're both going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had JJ definitely, and I had Drake May. I really just said this quarterback, really the quarterback pick this year doesn't really have, there's some good picks in there, but there's no guarantees. Like, I'm lukewarm on Caleb Williams.
I am interested to see what the Chargers do with Harbaugh in charge now, if they're going to.
Yeah.
The word is that they will trade down to someone to someone like Minnesota, and they'll go from 5 to 11 and let Minnesota pick up a quarterback, which they need.
Right, and he'll stockpile picks. As much as I think he's a weird dude, I think he's built for the pros. I think he's going to do really well. I think it's an immediate impact.
Like 1 year, like Chargers in the playoffs?
Like Chargers in the playoffs making noise, like being good. Mm-hmm. Like finishing the year, and I'll say it, like finishing the year like 12-4, or excuse me, I forgot about that extra game. Like 12-5 or 13-4. Like I feel like it's going to reinvigorate that team. I felt like that coach they had was a dud. Like I don't think anybody believed in him or trusted him, and I think Harbaugh walks right in there and everybody's like, I'm running through a wall for this guy and let's go. And I'm going to drink some milk and wear khakis.
All right. We'll see how that works out. What about random thoughts about the draft? Are you guys planning on watching this year?
I'll watch the first round. My random thought is there are people that take days off work and like have spreadsheets, and this is like their NCAA first or two rounds.
We were down here in Hickmore a couple years ago having a good time.
Yeah, we watched the draft.
I'm trying to remember why. What was the rationale there? Were we excited about something, or was it just still kind of post-COVID, or it was just a random Thursday, let's get it going, or what?
What were we? It wasn't.
Was that the year that I feel like that was maybe that was 3 years ago. I feel like that was the year that Justin Fields went to Chicago. Because I remember texting with my brother-in-law about it, but I could be wrong. There was one year where we did it over Zoom too. That was during
COVID. Yeah, that was COVID. Yeah,
COVID.
I like the first round. It's intriguing to me. I like how it's a bunch of pageantry. I think it's fun.
You know, I think it's in Detroit this year. What BMOC likes. The commish.
Oh, he loves.
No one likes you, Roger Goodell. Just your annual reminder. No one likes you.
No one likes you.
Yeah. So I have no real plans to watch it, except I'm supposed to go out to dinner with some friends and they want to go somewhere where they can see it. So.
Well, so there you go.
I imagine I'll be watching at least the first couple.
Whoa.
You have other friends?
I do. Yeah.
What the hell?
Some of the high school, like high school, like some of the high school guys are in town and wanting to get together.
So I see how it is. Okay. The old West Lakers.
Fine. That's right. West Lakers. Let's go, Demons. Okay. Well, I think that's enough on the draft. Unless there's anything else on your sheets that you guys feel like you have to get out there, the NFL Player Selection Meeting, as it was originally called, the NFL Player Selection Meeting.
No, I'm good. I've said everything I could say.
All right, man. Then it's time to go around the horn.
Round the horn.
and we each get to talk about whatever we want to talk about and have a little conversation about it. It's like the 2-minute drill, but with no time limit.
That's a bad idea.
There's the pitch swung on and missed, thrown to coach at third base. Coach.
All right, so I might be a little bit behind on this because you guys are like, you guys are married to F1 and you love it. But so I saw this story. I don't know why it popped up again, because it was something that was really resolved in January. But it was about F1's rejection of an American team by General Motors and Michael Andretti. And first time you hear it, they decline them. But when you start reading that story, you're like, F1 comes off as a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah.
Like, they come off as bad. And they come off as pompous and arrogant and short-sighted. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing I have ever seen. You have America with GM, the largest automaker, and they wanted to get in on the 25-26 season.
Yeah.
And they rejected them because they said they wouldn't be competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are they talking about? Are they telling me that Team Haas and Team Sauber and Team all those other teams are competitive? You're talking about there's only two teams or three teams that are competitive at all.
Yeah.
And then they made some up cockamamie thing that it would be too hard to figure out how to do 11 teams instead of 10. You got to be shitting me.
Yeah.
Like F1, they missed – like America loves their cars, and you were about to dip your toe in with an American-made car. You would have people up on Saturday or Sunday mornings watching this and growing it. You would have, oh my God, they missed out on something huge.
It's not all about money, Coach.
Yes, it is. These people are, yes, oh my God, it's all about money with them. That's what all it is. And yeah, but they're so arrogant.
It's weird because it is a moment for F1 in America right now, right? It's more popular than it's ever been. And
they're dipping their toe into Las Vegas and they're in Miami. Right. And like, and here's the worst thing that they said. This made me. This is such an eye roll. They're like, well, F1 would do more for Michael Andretti than Michael Andretti would do for F1. I'm like, you have the most arrogant people already in there. You're telling me that, oh, I just thought that was so stupid.
Why don't those stinky Europeans let us play?
Like, you're telling me GM can't come up with an engine? Come on. And if they're bad, they're bad. So what?
Yeah, I remember when that went down, and I couldn't figure it out myself either.
It seems like there's more information. Yes, very elitist, and there's more information coming out. It paints F1 in a bad light. Obviously, there might be two sides, and maybe if this is in next year's what's the documentary called?
Drive to Survive.
If this is in Drive to Survive, I will be very intrigued to watch that.
Do you think Mario burned a bridge at some point, and this is just an old...
Possibly. I'm sure he's a little bit, probably... He must have, but, like, I don't know. I feel like this was a swing and a miss, a huge swing and a miss.
I got to tell you, Coach, I don't know if you're aware of this, but USA is not as popular as it used to be. People don't really like us.
And I get that. I do get that. But, like,
you wanna
this isn't about...
Go ahead and post that on our new Truth Social account, Maestro.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get that America is not as... But they've... Their reasoning... They then come out and say, we don't think America should be in this. Don't come up with weird things saying that GM can't get an engine ready.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. We could
they
be
can
Williams.
Get an engine. That just paints us as troglodytes.
Didn't
we
invent
come up with an engine
the goddamn car?
Yes, we did. The combustible engine is ours. I just found that
Ferrari.
To be
Ferrari
just,
forgets that.
Yeah, Ferrari. Yeah. So nice job, F1.
F1.
Tall Sean is pissed right now. I'll tell you right now,
he is
just like he is pissed. He is hot.
Yeah, he's throwing
stuff. He's taking
stuff.
His CRV
he's
and he's going
stuff.
Home.
Yeah, that's right. Oh man, that's a nice one, Coach. I wondered what that was when I saw it on there, and I thought it was like you complaining that the Chinese Grand Prix was at 3 a.m.
No, it's Shanghai. That's my favorite one.
Okay, All right. Coach from third base whips it across the diamond to Maestro at second.
But then I whip it over to you at first because I want you to go next, BMOC.
All right.
Oh, a little extra.
All right. That's fine. So speaking of things that just don't make sense to Americans, I had a chance to go to see MLS soccer game with the Maestro on Saturday night, and Breakdancer Mike was awesome. Amazing was stadium, great seats, unbelievable. At the 83rd minute, I got up to pee and bought a round of beers because I was sure that there was overtime because it was a 2-2 tie. And I thought, well, of course there'll be a 15-minute overtime period. And so I bought these beers, and then I got this text from Maestro that said, hey, don't buy beers. There's only like 2 minutes left in the game. No overtime. They just end on a tie.
Yep. Oh, in the regular season, that's all that happens.
Yeah.
And I get not doing the shootout unless you absolutely have to, right? Because it's super not fair to the goalie. I get that, but come on, give us 10 more minutes a game to settle this thing.
I agree.
You know, that doesn't happen in the EPL either. You obviously haven't been watching your games over there.
That's still an issue.
I got to tell you, remember when we sat down in our seats and a guy in the row behind us had an extra beer, and he's like, when do you guys want these beers? A guy in our row took that beer, and then he asked Breakdancer Mike, is there overtime? And Breakdancer Mike asked me, and I said, of course there's overtime. The game's tied. They wouldn't just stop the game.
Why would they just end it? It is odd.
So that was.
And I know they don't.
But credit.
Yes.
Maestro, Breakdancer Mike, and me, we all finished those beers.
Oh, God. If they would have gone to waste.
They were trying to kick us out, but we hung around and polished them off because those are some tall beers. I was beered out by the end of that night. We had been.
I was. Maestro and I did some day drinking first, and then some tall boys.
It is a great stadium though, and I, Mike's tickets had access to like the River's Edge, or I can't remember what it's called, some room.
The River Club.
River Club room, and it was nice and cozy in there.
I saw you guys in there.
Yeah, it was nice and cozy in there, and we would have been happy watching the game in there. But I'm like, let's go to our seats. And it was such a different vibe down there. The seats were great, so I was. And it wasn't.
Yeah,
that cool.
you get to your seats, and you were right. I was obsessed with the Nordeca. I love that they know all the songs and the chants, and
yeah.
And we were right by them too. They were like one or two sections over, and
that's
and
cool.
You miss that entirely when you're sitting in the, because we had seats right at the window, you know, and we watched the first half from there, and it was great, but. I'm glad Maestro's like, let's go to our seats, and because it totally was a whole different experience.
Coach, you would have been proud of me and BMOC. There was a point, it was pretty close, we were pretty close to the field, and Portland had a direct kick from pretty much right in front of us
on
goal. Yeah. And there was, you know, the ref was setting up the ball and spray painting the pitch and everything. And so this guy was just standing there waiting to kick the ball. And all of a sudden, me and Pete just started yelling at him. You suck! Number 10, you suck!
Maestro, he kicked it off. I was like, are you allowed to? It was amazing.
And around us were kind of getting all cringy, like,
we're denigrating him. And we're insulting his family.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you two.
I don't know that he hurt us, but it felt great.
Who cares?
Yeah.
He heard you.
So if you're wondering if you should go to an MLS game, I think the answer is absolutely yes, just with the right expectation that there's not going to be.
Just know that if it's tied at the end, it's over.
That's right. they don't shoot off fireworks when there's a tie.
Nope.
No, that's kind of a...
All right. BMOC throws it back to Maestro.
Woo! All right, so I'm going off the sports thing here. This popped into my head earlier today, and apologies if we've ever done this before. We may have in fits and starts over the years, maybe had something similar, but this is going to be off the cuff for you guys. So you're going to be ready. I'm expecting you to bring your A game. I think you both have been here before, so you know how to play. But okay, here's the scenario, right? Okay. Impromptu. Right. Camp out. Bunch of buddies. Camping out. You didn't think you were going to be able to make it, but you got done with your date night with wifey poo, and you're swinging by the convenience store, and you're not going to camp out, but you're going to go and hang out by the fire with your buddies, right? They're at some sort of campsite. Okay. Up near, let's say it's up near Alum Creek. All right, so you swing by the Drug Mart, and you know you're just going to hang out by this campfire for about, I don't know, an hour maybe.
Okay.
You want to do a little pre-gaming. All right, tell me, what pack of gum you're going to get. You guys write this down. What drink you're going
to get. Yeah, wait.
What drink you're going to get. It doesn't have to be alcoholic. This is just pre-gaming. You're getting ready. What candy bar or what sweet? It doesn't have to be a candy bar. It could be Twizzlers or whatever. What bag of chips? And then what is your mystery item? What's that thing that gives you comfort or something that you just want to put in your pocket? So five things. Gum, drink, candy bar, chips, miscellaneous item.
And let me ask you, when you say pre-gaming, is this stuff that we're eating on our drive to the campout or stuff we're eating around the campfire?
Either or. I don't anticipate you're going to be in the car very long. You're just like, I'm trying to set myself up. I don't want to show up empty-handed. Okay. I just want to have something, and you know, maybe you just want to shift your focus to be, you know, comfort foods. You're going maybe into a situation where you just need to be chill.
I'm definitely going with Big Red for the gum because it can defeat the Cool Ranch Doritos that I bought for my chips. So I'll eat that bag of chips, and I'll be like, man, I gotta get this taste out of my mouth.
Okay, Big Red, Cool Ranch Doritos. Okay. For me, it's Grape Hubba Bubba. I'm going straight to the Hubba Bubba.
So you can sit around and blow bubbles at the fire?
Yes, and I'd be like, and I have two or three pieces in there, and everybody effing hates me. I'm going straight for the Hubba Bubba.
I don't feel like these need to be chips. These don't need to be shareables. I mean, you could share.
No.
But this is more about you and your comfort, right? You don't know what you're walking into.
Let me go ahead and tell you that when... Yeah. Let me tell you that when you brought this up, not once did I think I was sharing any of this with anybody. So I've already had this. This is a solo mio. I'm buying this for me, okay? Because I don't give a shit what anybody else wants. All right, I'm doing Grape Hubba Bubba for sure. I'll go with the chips. I'm doing Andy Capp's hot fries. I'm doing that because I want a big old bag of those. Little Andy Capp's hot fries and my Hubba Bubba. So we've got our chips and our gum. And then...
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna give you my candy bar.
Okay.
Because a candy bar is not an easy share around a campfire, so I'm gonna eat my candy bar on my way up there.
I like that. I think I'm going
100 grand bar because it comes in two pieces, easy to eat while you're driving. And if I'm buying all this food, I haven't eaten a regular meal all day, and I'll go, well, this has rice in it, so it's healthy.
So I'm gonna jump on that too because I probably haven't eaten a meal all day, and I need something with nutrition. So I'm going with a chunky because it's got raisins in it. So I'm going with the chunky bar. Easy, small bar, not huge. By the time I sit down in my camping chair that's got burn holes in it, I will be enjoying my Andy Capp hot fries, but not too full. Yeah, I'm going with a chunky.
I love it.
So that leaves us with our drink. Is that the last thing we got to do?
Yeah, that's our drink.
Drink or and also your miscellaneous item. So everybody's always got something, right?
Miscellaneous.
You're in a convenience store and you're grabbing stuff, but there's always that one thing. Maybe it's at the checkout. Maybe it's on your way, and you're like, you know what? I think I might need that.
I kind of know what my miscellaneous is, and I feel like maybe. BMOC would pick it too, but I could be wrong. But I'm going with Slim Jims. I'm going to go with either a box of them, or I'm going to go with, I like the extra spicy. I like the big long one. I know it's awkward in front of other people, but I'm going with it because I love a Slim Jim. Really is maybe the perfect food for me because I know it's bad for you, but I got a good Slim Jim, not the generic ones that don't taste the same. A good Slim Jim is so good. So good.
I think on that note, I'd go with a bag of pretzel rods. I'd be like, let's just pass those around the fire.
Now,
that is smart.
And that diverts them away from the stuff that... Yes.
That's a wise man right there.
That's a great pick.
All right, Coach, can you predict what I'm going for my drink?
I
grape soda. Grape soda.
He got it. Maestro got it.
I was going to say, I was going to say grape knee-high.
I'm 100% going grape soda, yeah.
It's grape soda.
If they got grape knee-high, which is the number two grape soda on the BMOC rankings.
I knew that.
I will definitely go for it. So
I was going to go with that.
Some interesting news here in the BMOC grape soda rankings. I recently tried a new one that I haven't tried in some time.
Yes.
Which is Jones Soda, and theirs is called MF Grape.
Ooh.
And it was pretty good. It cracked my top five. I'd say it's probably number four.
So let's revisit. Knee-high's number two. Yeah. I just need to know what number one is.
Number one is a very rare brand called Grapeco, which you can sometimes find in the South. It uses actual grape juice
it
in it. Yeah.
And it's good.
I've only had it once as a child, and I was...
Blown away.
Blown away by it, yeah.
Okay, so drink for me... That's a really hard one.
I mean, it could be. It could just be a 32-ounce PBR.
I'm going to have that in my cooler anyway.
But you anticipate that there's going to... You're showing up.
There's going to be beer there. I'm going to want something that I can wash down those hot fries. So,
We got to do this. We got to do this for real. This is so awesome.
I might just do the flip side, which I feel like is the flip side of the grape soda, which is the orange soda. So I might do a crush. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I can't get a Sunkist, and I know that Orange Slice doesn't exist anymore, so I got to go the other ones. I'm probably doing crush. I think a crush or a Sunkist in a can. I don't want that plastic bottle. I want an ice cold can of. Oh nope. Can I change that? It's an ice cold can of 7-Up. That's it. I'm sorry. It's an ice cold can.
Is it 100 degrees out in your mind? Because
it's. Yes.
On a super hot summer day, nothing's going to beat that.
Nothing beats a 7-Up.
See, I'm picturing more of like a late September because there's a fire.
Yeah. Still doesn't beat that 7-Up.
All right.
I'm going 7-Up. I could change my mind quick, so that's where I'm going to stick with
now. Did you already say gum? Oh, yeah, the Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba.
It's grape Hubba Bubba, right?
Oh, grape, yes.
Does that go with your soda pop? This doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, this is like someone saying, like, why did you wear that shirt with those pants? Because I liked them both. I didn't think about if they went together.
Maestro, I might also pick up a quart of oil because my engine's making a funny sound. I'm just going to pour it in there and see what happens.
Hey, I mean, that happens. I love it.
What are we doing then? Now we got yours. Where's yours?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Are we getting yours?
Mine aren't as cool as yours, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to start with the gum.
Wait, let me just say, this is a great bit.
This is a good one.
I feel like we've all been here before. Like, there's something, you're on your way somewhere, and you're a little out of sorts, and you need to sort of just collect, and you need some comfort things.
Oh, I love that place.
I'm going with, I love Icebreakers ice cubes, and I know that's a big thing of gum. It's not really like a pack of gum, but
yeah.
I love those. And I think that might have what prompted me with this whole thing, because I usually keep some in my car, and there's only two left. So I was like, I need to go get some. And then I was like, well, if I go, what else am I going to get? But anyway, I digress. The drink? This is a tough one because I'm kind of flip-flopping between I love root beer. I love a good IBC. Root beer.
Yes.
If you can get that by the bottle, that's hard for me not to get. But one of my big convenience store grabs is the Starbucks mocha frappuccinos. You know, those ones that are...
Yes.
They sometimes give me a bellyache, but sometimes I just want them anyway. It's like a candy bar in a bottle. Let's say I just go with that. Starbucks mocha frappuccino. Oh, yeah. Candy bar, I liked what Pete was saying with the 100 gram bar, because I do like those two chunks. Maybe you have one chunk and you save another chunk for the ride home.
Oh, the saver.
Mm-hmm. It's a little saver.
You're saver.
Thinking about it the whole time, but I don't know.
I would never
whatchamacallit. I can't not get a whatchamacallit if they have it.
Tyke Emile.
That was probably going to be my pick, but I. God, that's such a great candy bar.
I know it.
It's number one on my list right now, by the way.
Wow. Whatchamacallit's number one?
If you looked at my list at school, up in the board, it's Whatchamacallit. Just jumped Snickers because I just
Snickers
had another
Almond, Whatchamacallit. Right?
Yeah, and it Whatchamacallit, such a great candy bar. Oof.
My bag of chips, you guys know this well because you've been to Hakemore so many times, but Drug Mart does carry the small to large bag of munchies.
Yes.
The Frito-Lay munchies. So it's kind of cheating because it's got all kinds of stuff. It's got pretzels.
It's not cheating. It's winning.
Cheetos, Doritos.
It's
got
delicious.
Some Sun Chips, right? Sun Chips in there, which I know Coach loves those. But here's the thing. If they got the dust from the other ones on there.
They taste delicious. That in that arena, Sun Chips will pass the test for me.
And my miscellaneous item, since I'm getting the Starbucks mocha frappuccino, I'm going to get a little tube of Rolaids. Because, you know, if I'm drinking...
hey, he's so smart.
Beers, if I'm drinking beers all night and I had the mocha frappuccino, there's going to be a little tummy upset in there. And
he's
so
thinking,
I'm going to get a little...
He's
gonna get some Rolaids.
About his belly. God bless him. As long, those are shareables. That's fine. I think that's a great idea. he went Rolaids. I go, oh, I love it. Maestro, that's well played.
I could have used some Rolaids at the Crew Stadium the other night with all that beer in me. That would have been
Did
nice...
Did you guys eat anything there?
Hot dogs.
Maestro got a round of hot dogs for us.
Boom. There you go.
But they serve all sorts of good food there. We just didn't really venture far beyond the River Club.
Yeah.
So
you had one focus and one focus only.
That's right. Soccer. Not ending in a tie. I will say this, too. The second goal was a beautiful goal.
It was gorgeous. Actually, the first
Close
one
was... Close to you or away from you?
It was away from us, but it... I don't know. He was maybe 18 yards out.
It was. It was a wicked shot, upper corner. It was like, bing, bing. Like, it was awesome.
Those are beautiful.
And I will say this game ended on the Crew getting a PK just outside the 20-yard box and bounced it off the post. It was so close. It was like we were so close to just erupting into we just scored.
It wasn't a PK, but it was
PK?
It was a direct kick. It was about
a direct kick. I'm
it was
sorry.
About 20
yeah, okay.
yards out. Yeah.
And it almost won the whole
like
thing.
Like they set up the wall of players, yes. you know, and he yes. kind of kicked it over them. And
they blew the final whistle after like it hit the post and like went out, and then they
blew and
the
it, was over.
It was over. Yep,
that would have been amazing.
Ah, yeah, soccer. Okay, well, that's around the horn. We've done the main event. We've done around the horn. It's time for us to let you guys know how we like to wager on sports because we're experts. We're subject matter experts. We're SMEs. If you will.
Wow, that's
crazy. And we have this thing called Wagers of the Week.
That's trippy.
Sounded great as always. We started out with 10 points each, and we wager on different things, and we try and turn those 10 points into lots more points. Our season goes from Super Bowl to Super Bowl. How's it been going for us? Well,
I had a nice lead for a while. Not anymore.
You did.
Last week, Coach said to take the Minnesota Timberwolves minus 1.5 over Phoenix, and he gets a plus 10 there. They won again tonight, actually, Coach, the T-Wolves beat Phoenix.
I did say they were a surprising team. They're
Maestro went oppo on that one.
Actually, no, I went with the – remember I picked the Mavericks.
Ah, thanks.
Lost,
that's right. You did pick the
– over the
Oh, that's
the
right. You did.
The Mavericks-Clippers game, and the Mavericks lost. So loses 10 points there. And BMOC said take the Cavs to cover 4.5 points over Orlando. They did that. Plus 10 points there. So here are our standings. Coach has taken his original 10 points. And we gave him at the Super Bowl and turned them into 10 points.
10 points.
Maestro has turned his 10 points into 20 points, and BMOC bringing up the rear, having turned his 10 points into 0 points now. But
still out of the
hole.
He's still sniffing
on the rim
a
of the hole.
Bit.
That's right.
It's in the rim.
You can smell the rim for sure.
You can't say sniff in the rim. You just can't say.
Why not?
I can't. Because sniffing and rim together just.
I don't know what you're. I don't know what you mean. Don't belong. I don't know what you mean.
I know. I'm sorry.
We'll have Petey look
what
into
am I
it.
Talking about?
What are this week? This week, here's what we're doing for Wagers of the Week. We're doing an NHL, that's National Hockey League. I haven't talked hockey on this show in a long time.
Hockey!
So,
hockey!
Watched a little bit of the Maple Leafs and the Bruins the other night, and I was enjoying it, but...
Bruins!
The Bruins.
Well done.
This is a three-game parlay, straight-up bet, so you got to call your grandma. If you get two of the three, you win your bet. If you get all three... you get a bonus 5 points. Coach put this together. Have I represented that accurately, Coach?
Yes, you did. So you got right. You guys just didn't put what you were betting. I'm assuming you're going to tell me what you're betting
sure.
for the parlay.
Right.
And then...
okay, so Maestro, looks like you're betting poop points. What's going on?
I don't know who put the poop points in there. I'm going to stick with 10 points. 10 poop points.
All right, 10 points. And what are you betting him on?
So I'm going with Vancouver Canucks over the Preds. That's tonight.
That's tonight, right?
It's happening or now.
So when they listen to this, it'll already have been done.
That's right.
That's right. So in the past.
You're taking Canucks.
Yeah. Sorry taking if anybody, because I know there's a lot. There's at least 50,000 people that follow
Don't
me.
Don't bet on this game. But it's over.
And then I'm taking the Stars over the Knights. That's on Wednesday. That's today,
yeah.
If you're listening today. And then I'm taking the Bruins over the Toronto Maple
Bruins.
Leafs on Saturday.
All right. Maestro says Canucks, Stars, and Bruins. Bruins.
Bruins.
Bruins.
Very good. Coach, what do you got?
All right. On Thursday, which is the 25th, I'm taking the Lightning and the Canes. I think the Canes are playing the Islanders and Lightning. I'm not sure who they're playing.
They're playing the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, so Lightning over the Panthers, Canes over the Islanders, and on the 26th, I'm taking the Avalanche over the Kings, I believe. Yeah, so I'm putting 10 points on that, baby.
10 points on that. Coach says Tampa Bay Lightning, the Hurricanes of Carolina, and the Colorado Avalanche.
Well done, BMOC.
Thank you. Very good.
Look at everybody.
He can't get big swing games, but he can get those NHL.
Good. That's
cities.
Right. So BMOC says, take the eventual Stanley Cup champion, calling it now, New York Rangers.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's a bold pick.
Over the Washington Capitals. That game's Friday night. Rangers over the Capitals. Take the Edmonton Oilers over the LA Kings. That's who's playing the Kings, by the way, Coach.
Yes.
The Oilers.
You're also
are.
Taking the Canes over Islanders on Thursday.
And then I'm taking Carolina over the Islanders on Thursday and 10 points there.
All right. 10 points.
Have you guys watched any hockey? Anything you want to say about hockey? I like playoff hockey a lot better than I like regular season hockey.
I love it. Hockey, though, in playoffs, like, if I don't, like, I don't have a dog in the race, I like watching it, but if I have to be, like, in a place that it's on, and then I can get involved and pick a team, and then I get into it. But watching it is great, because it's like playoff basketball in the NBA. Like, they play like it matters, and when they play like it matters, it's a lot more fun.
All right, so here, I'm going to throw this out at you guys. This is not on the show sheet, so be prepared.
Okay.
We're each going to pick a hockey team that's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Follow them and see if they go. I'm picking the Rangers already because they're my Stanley Cup pick. So I'm going with the Rangers. Who you guys
pick? I'm going to pick the Canes.
Carolina Hurricanes.
I'm
going to
go
right.
with the Canucks.
And my brother's into it. All right.
Canucks.
All right. We all follow.
All right. I like that. By the way,
we all have to get sweaters.
Just
wait, what?
It's
I could probably borrow one.
I wanted to let you all know, too, that my Gunners won today. They played Chelsea. Won 5-0.
Chelsea.
And they, guess what? North London Derby this weekend, BMOC.
You want to put a side bet on that?
Heck yeah, I do. Spoilers or the... Spurs could be big spoilers. They could ruin the season for Arsenal if they win.
Yeah, let's do a straight up bet on $100,000.
Straight up,
$100,000. Yeah,
I like it.
Okay.
Or how about if I win, you buy me a whatchamacallit. If you win, I get you $100,000.
That sounds good.
All right.
Done deal.
North London Derby.
We've managed
the Derby.
Piddle away another 50 minutes of our lives, there being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of way. On behalf of Petey the intern, basketball legend Matt Longley, and of course the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying good times, everybody. Good times. Wednesday is produced by Blue Monkey Communications and features basketball legend Matt Longley, the maestro Brian Hake, and me, Pete Brown. Some music and sound effects from today's show came from the websites audionautics.com and freesound.org. Visit sportswednesday.com for complete attribution. You can follow us on Twitter at Sport Wednesday, that's sport with no S, Wednesday, and on Instagram at Sports Wednesday. For more information about the board game Hoopsters, visit hoopsters.store, drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop. Until next Wednesday, and on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying, good times, everybody. Good times.